Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha, Charlie Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.
Mobile.
Connected
just
to
getting
CMN
out of work
Network.
At ADDF.
Just getting out of work and go POTA.
Maybe you're the guy to ask. I have a 705, and that's like my main everything. I'm looking at Magloops. Do you have any experience with one?
I've tinkered with them for receipt, but apparently they do okay, because they can handle low power and stuff.
That's my whole dilemma here: is it worth it? They're not cheap. I mean, they're not crazy, but $365 for a loop. I don't know. I just like the concept of it packs down to nothing, and it should be able to do most things. I just don't know how it's going to transmit, but I watched a couple YouTube videos and guys seem to be doing all right with them.
Yeah, the one thing about them, like you can tweak them, I think, I forget how it goes. I think, oh yeah, you you adjust the tuning knob till you get the highest static out of it, and you got really good SWR. So you don't need a tuner with them.
That is always the appeal to me, is less crap. I have a tuner. I don't have an amp for the 7.5, but I do have an external tuner. But at 10 watts, I don't want to tune anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Man, I don't know. I just walked into a parking lot here in 94. Well, I'm going to have to get off at Southfield, I guess, and find some other way to go home.
At 6:50 in the morning on a Saturday, who the hell is even on the road?
They started to rip up 94. They're doing some big project, multi-year project. So out by the airport, all the trees who are out there, they went through like a butcher and they mowed them all down.
Are they expanding?
Yeah, they want to like change E-course so that it merges on the right-hand side rather than the left. I guess they're going to add some more lanes coming out of the airport.
As if that area is not crazy enough as it is.
Well, it's the number two business in Michigan is road construction.
Yeah, the only reason it's not number one is because they only get to work 5 months out of the year.
Number one is cars, and then that seems to be a big second. You know, the orange barrel, the Michigan flower, KGHVAC.
So which park are you activating today, and which band? I'll see if I can hear you.
It's the Iron Trail. It's a state trail, I guess. I don't know. It's been around for a while, but I got like an email from one of the people on the board that, you know, and so I went in and looked into it, and I live by the Huron Metro Park. The downriver one, and it runs right through there. As a matter of fact, it's like 50 feet from the horse delivery, and you know, the place where they unload and load their trailers.
That's the one you said you were going to go do the other day, but it was raining, right?
Oh, yeah, I did it yesterday.
What are you running for antenna?
I've got a Bronco Sport, and I've got the Yakup basket on top of it. And I mounted a trucker mirror mount with a quick disconnect. And I've got the Shark, the Gigaparts Shark Whip. For each band. And then I looked in the back of the Bronco and I found a screw in the tire, spare tire well that has conductivity to the shell of the car. So I bought a I bought this item from American Radio Supply. And it's basically a lightning arrestor, but it's got a a tap screw on the outside of the barrel, and then it's basically a UHF male one end, female the other.
You know, I always forget about hamsticks, and I need to just quit screwing around and just start running those. All the time and money I spend with you know, trying new antennas and whatnot, I could buy a Rig Expert and a hamstick for every band and be on the air quicker and better than anything else.
Yeah, I've got a 891, and then I've got the I got the Chinese tuner. I forget which one it is. Well, anyway, I've got the tuner on the with the 891, and then like I said, that I've got that lightning arrestor in the back trunk area, and then I have some braid that goes to that screw. So it kind of gives me a pretty decent counterpoise because I'm using the shell of the car. And then I've got 15 inches in between the basket and the shell.
So I'm assuming you just operate from the inside, or I guess you can operate from wherever you want, right?
Yeah, I got the idea from K4, New York Mets. He's in Florida. I worked him yesterday on two bands on CW. Anyway, he bought at a garage sale. He bought an executive desk, and basically it's this plastic desk thing that sits in your passenger seat. And then you strap it in with your seatbelt. And so, yeah, I put the radio on the exec desk and just sit in the front seat and operate.
I don't know why I don't do that. I modified a CB mount and mounted it to the bed in my pickup truck. So all I have to do is fold my tonneau and drop the tailgate and stick a hamstick on there and then run the coax through the back window. And I can do the same thing, and I've yet to do it in the 2 years I've had this truck, and I don't know what I'm waiting for. But you want to talk about easy? I mean, that's why I love hamsticks. You're up on the air in 4 minutes.
Do you still have the with that tonneau cover? Do you still have access to the those little square holes there? I think you could put pieces of wood in there, expand your height-wise, expand your truck bed.
Yeah, the snake pocket mounts. That's where I have a Breedlove mount for my 2x4. That's where that's sitting at. I could do that on the other side. It'd be even easier.
Yeah, you just answered my question. I forgot what it was called. My son did that. He's got a Ranger pickup truck, and I ordered some of the Breedlove stuff.
It's a little overpriced, but it's phenomenally well built. It's very well milled aluminum. Mine's been on there for, I don't know, probably over a year now. I was an idiot. I just kind of half-ass spray painted it, and it's chipping off, but the mount itself is totally fine. This just reminded me, because I'm switching some mobile stuff around, so I'm basically just running UHF Motorola now. So I ordered an NMO adapter because I run UHF antennas like a dunce, and it's just a ring that threads on there with a pin for the center conductor. So I've got a quarter wave UHF antenna coming to replace the 2x4, but you can get them in NMO, UHF, or whatever, and I figured I'd just convert it and try it out before I spend any more money, but they do a really good job.
Yeah, well, that would be the thing to do. Gigaparts has the quick disconnect, and then they have the shark whips. But, yeah, that's what I did with mine was I just went through it, and I tuned it for the center of the band for each band. I tweaked them all, and, yeah, they work great.
Yeah, you kind of just motivated me to revamp my POTA thoughts here. I'm just going to do that, figure out how to run hamsticks, order a Rig Expert, be done with it.
Yeah, just make sure you get the long one. They have a short and a long version. I forget, I think the long version is like 44 inches long or something like that. Yeah, get the long one. I'm trying to think DX-wise.
100 hours.
On my 20-meter one.
39 degrees.
I worked Scotland just recently. That was kind of weird. It was a Lithuanian guy, and he's been activating this park in Scotland. I guess he has a job there for how long, but, yeah, that's the latest DX I've worked, and, I don't know, they work pretty good. The quick disconnect makes a big difference.
ADDF. I saw when I was shopping for a while, so I have a 20 and a 40, and I've banged out a ton of contacts on my 20-meter hamstick. The best activation I did was on that with an A91. It was like 200-something contacts. The thing was phenomenal. And it was just on a magma on the roof of my truck. And then I also was able to get Alaska to work all 50. I remember I heard them at home at my old house. It was such a bad noise for I couldn't get to them. So I literally jumped in my truck, grabbed my battery and my 891. This is like middle of winter. Drove to a field outside of Armada, threw the hamstick up on the truck, and then hooked up the 891 and was able to get like a 5.9 out of Alaska from a field in the middle of nowhere. So I've had great luck with hamsticks. I got nothing against them. I'm actually going to start figuring out how to innovate with those and use those a little bit more. But I did see that they have the quick disconnects, which is probably the way to go. I mean, it's a little bit of money up front, but rather than screwing and unscrewing. And then I think I might have an adapter, too, for a tripod, which would be ideal for me, but I don't know how that works for the ground plane.
Depending on what band you got, like if you're going to use a tripod, you'd want to have some counterpoise to it. Like 40 meters, you want 33 feet of wire. I think it's 13 feet for the 20-meter band. But yeah, those are the two bands that are the hottest. I tried to work somebody on 17 meters for Puerto Rico yesterday, but the guy had, I don't know, he had problems hearing me.
I should tune around the bands today and see what the conditions are like. What sucks is the repeater that I have at my house, the power supply, and it throws so much RF interference into my HF gear that I have to turn the repeater off to play radio, or else I got birdies all over the place, and they're like loud birdies. I have my N-Fed half-wave out in the air in the yard hooked up to my 705, so I should screw around on there today. What bands are you going to be on, do you know?
20 and 40. Yeah, for sure. Hey, I wonder what's going on with the sun lately. It's like the flux is like 98 or something today. The A-index is 18. It's not too far into the double digits, but I'll have to investigate that some more. Last couple of days that flux numbers like been really low.
I just pulled up my ham clock. I don't know what the hell happened to it here. I'm trying to reset it so I can see what it's set to.
No, anyways, whatever you do, go to, like, American Radio Supply. I think they're out of Georgia or something. Generally, they're a military contractor. They sell to the military as well, but they have that lightning arrestor, and that's where you can make your cleanest bond to your truck. Find a spot where you got continuity to the shell, and then add that to it, you're good to go. WIADX.
WIADX, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, in answer to your question today, the sunspot number today is 38. The solar flux is 94.
Yeah, good morning. KG8HZ. It's like it's under 100. It's like, it's kind of baffling. I know we're on the down slope, but we got a couple years left. Yeah, anything over, I feel anything over 146 is good, but they say 150 and up is, will give you, good propagation on 10 and everywhere else as well. Over to the other station, and I just dropped in to tell Jerry that I don't know if he saw my listing yet or my email. Catch you later, WIX.
All right, good morning. Thanks for dropping in. I finally got it working. I can see it now. And where are you listing what? Because I got some gear I got to get rid of, and I'm having a hard time.
Are you speaking to me, sir? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I post the sunspot number and solar flux index report every day on the Facebook page, the Livonia Amateur Radio Club Facebook page, Hazel Park Facebook page, W5KUB Facebook page, and Ham Radio Worldwide. And I also send it as a direct email. I can add your name to the list if you want. Just give me your call. Is it good? Are you good on QRZ?
Yeah, go ahead. It's November
8th,
8 Delta Bravo Fox.
All right, I'll send it right away. WIX.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, it's OT8HZ. Yeah, I get it every morning from him. That American Radio Supply, I'm on their mailing list, and every once in a while, every couple months or so, they'll have like a 15% up, $15, buy something over $50. My son wanted to upgrade. He made his own mount for his Ranger pickup. He couldn't find what he wanted. And so he made his own mount for the front hood. And so I had to get him the UHF antenna set up for UH and VHF. And so I got a couple other items for myself of some things, but they carry that lightning arrestor thing. And basically what it's doing is you're just being able to tap into the braid without having to, tear into your coax or anything, and then you can bond that to the shell of your truck.
Okay, well, that means I got to ground it first. I don't even have grounding done on my truck. I usually don't. Well, like I said, I haven't even used that mount. But I like American Radio Supply. I bought a lot of their little knick-knack components, adapters, UHF covers. I have a BNC. I forgot what the hell they call it, but you can make your own dipole. I've got a bunch of stuff from them. They're super high-quality stuff for not a bad price. I'm actually going to hop on there right now. Because if I order this rig expert, I need to get an new SO239.
Yeah, they comment on there that they supply to the military, and I don't know, everything I've ever gotten from them, like you said, it looks like pretty good quality. But if you get on their mailing list, I think that it's every couple months they'll come out with a $15 off thing, and some of the items I bought, it was way over $50. So I got like free shipping out of it.
You know, I think that's how I ended up with half the crap I have, was I needed to spend X amount of dollars to get that coupon, and I've got tons of adapters and stuff from these guys. I actually found another box the other day. I had like 6 UHF weatherproof caps in there, and I don't know why.
Yeah, that's a good deal, KT-887. Yeah, I'm probably going to be on 20 meters, but the last couple of days I haven't been advertising. I just go on there and hunt. I was hunting for people. In the morning, I find a lot of CW ops out there. And I don't know. I'm still looking for a key. I'll probably wait. I guess I'm going to wait and buy one. Buy one at 8.
All your C dub op only? Are you doing any sideband?
Oh, I do both. I did Crystal Waters yesterday. I gotta investigate this trail thing. I'm trying to think. You can catch the trail on Belle Isle, too. That's another spot where it is. I forget whether it goes on the east side or not, but look up U.S. 13184, and that's the number for the park. And then if you go to the link to it, it goes to, like, a DNR site or whatever, and the site's kind of neat. You can take and zoom in on parts of the trail, and you can find out, like, how close it is to an existing park, or it's got some features on it that you can literally count the feet between what road you're at and how close it is to the trail and so forth.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, DBF, I always forget that you're way down there. I'm so far north. I might be able to hear you on 40. Maybe. 40's been long the last couple days when I've been tuning around on it. I've been hearing people, like, down in Georgia. Okay, yeah, I'm looking at the park right now. That's, like, right outside Ann Arbor.
It's all over the place. It goes all the way to UP. But there's one part of it. It goes down river, and then it goes over to Belle Isle. That Penn guy, I forget his call, ACH something X. He's out of Troy. He activates Belle Isle a lot. And he was like the first guy to activate that park.
So you have or have not done this one yet?
I've done it, but I haven't submitted my logs yet.
That's what I was wondering. I'm looking at the recent activations here, and I didn't see your call. I'm like, wait a minute. So, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, if you spot yourself, I'll tune to it, see if I can hear you. Like I said, I highly doubt it on 40, but worth a shot.
Okay, KT-887. I'll see what I can do this morning. The downfall of this park, the park that I can get into it, preserve, and it's only open during the day, so I could never do the late shift. But the other area in the park that's closer to 275, I could activate that after hours, because they never lock the gate.
I've never done a late shift, but you're probably a big late shift activator, right, because your schedule?
Yeah, I did Crystal Waters yesterday. That one's 163, or as I tell people on phone, $100.63.
sorry, I didn't catch that. A kid yelling at me. What'd you say? Come again?
Yeah, as I tell people on phones, it's US 163, or as I tell people on phone, $100.63.
Copy that. Well, yeah, I got my, are you going right now?
Yeah, I'm in my C-Max. I got to go get in my Bronco Sport. It's at home.
Okay, copy that. All right, well, yeah, I'll be around. I'll keep an eye out. What time are you thinking? I'll keep an eye out on Poto.app, and I'll scan around, too.
I can advertise today. Probably about 15, 20 minutes. The park, that part of the trail is close to my house. It's like 3.7 miles away.
That's mighty convenient. I used to have one, like, I had Wetzel, it was like 9 minutes from my house, and now I got to drive, I don't know, about 20, which still isn't bad, but I missed my easy park activation. That was like my proving grounds. I would take all my new gear there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I activate that one, 6636. That one's 6 miles from my house, and that one's kind of rough. That's why I bought the Bronco Sport. The bow hunters have really tore it up. And then 6761. Yeah, I'm digging all of those parks.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I'll look at your POTA profile here, too. My mind's been dormant for about 2 years.
Yeah, the loop would be really directive. It's too bad. They keep on chameleon. Every once in a while, they'll have a sale on one of their loops. Or they'll have a closeout, or, you know, they're phasing out one. They're pretty directive, and for low power use, they work okay. I think there's an adapter chameleon cell, and I think like 60 watts is like the limit.
That's what I've been noticing is there's a lot of power restrictions.
Yeah, unless you get that Italian thing. I think that one's 125 watts. I forgot the name of it. They're always at Dayton.
When is Dayton this year?
From the 15th to the 17th of May.
I would love to get down there 1 year, but that just sounds like I'm going to spend too much money.
Yeah, well, I'll be on the air about 10, 15 minutes. Yeah, I'll probably go on a 40-meter band. That's a bread and butter band for me. Although the other day, I tried to work somebody on 40. They were up north somewhere, and I couldn't hear them. I think they were doing CW. I forgot. But I was able to work. And I don't know. Yeah, it's been kind of long lately. KTHX. Well, 15, 20 minutes.
All right, sounds good. I'll keep an eye on POTA here, or POTA.app, look for your spot, and I'm going to go change a poopy diaper on one of these children. So if I don't catch you, good luck, and I'm sure I'll catch you over here sometime. I'll listen out. NADBF.
Hey, 73, KG8HS.
FKX, GBA. Go ahead.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
La Isla Bonita.
Bonita.
What am I listening to? Telemundo? Wrong frequency.
Oh, man. I don't know. I had Madonna in my head.
Good morning.
Madonna? I don't get the reference.
Song she did, La Isla Bonita.
La Isla Bonita.
Yeah, anyhow. Good morning, Phil. Good morning, Anthony. What's up, Anthony?
Not much. I got a work event at the zoo this morning, so I'm making my way over to the zoo right now. KE8RU8.
Hey, good morning, Anthony. I'm not familiar with that Madonna song. Okay, I thought I knew most of her stuff. Oh well, just not well versed.
Oh, you should bring it up on one of your services. It's a catchy little ditty, as were many of her songs from her, I was going to say from her heyday, but God, her heyday was like 2 decades long. I'm not a hater, not a lover either. I liked her much more than I liked Taylor Swift. That is to say, yeah, I couldn't tell you a single song Taylor Swift does. Seriously, if I heard one, I wouldn't even know. I heard one the other day, and I thought I recognized the voice, not the song. And I says, is that Taylor Swift? And the person I was with couldn't confirm, so it was the closest I ever got to guessing a Taylor Swift song. Madonna, on the other hand, I know quite a few of the songs.
Oh, man, you should try having a 12-year-old daughter. You'd know all the Taylor Swift music.
Yeah, my granddaughter is a Swifty. But I don't know anything. Yeah, I wouldn't know one if it hit me on the head. Yeah. Oh, so they got northbound 75 down to one lane. Oh, that's going to be fun going back home. Let's find an alternate route. So Anthony, I guess when it comes around to you, you're not going to be at breakfast, I guess. Sounds like you got something going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to the zoo, I'm guessing it's one of those team building sessions or something?
No, there's I think next weekend or next, not this Monday, the next Monday is Earth Day, so they have some green event, and my company is sponsoring the event today, and so I got to go put up a booth and hang out there for a few hours with some other guys. Shouldn't be too bad. At least it's sunny. I was thinking it was going to be cloudy. It's a little, you know, it's chilly right now, but in the sun, I'll stand outside in the sun for 4 hours. That's all right. And, Phil, yes, I am not making it to breakfast. I would much rather go to breakfast and eat an omelet. That sounds delicious, but I will not be there.
All right, you got to do what you got to do. All right. People on the road. I don't know if you remember the comedian Gallagher. I think it was Gallagher. He said everybody should be equipped with a little dart gun with a full, it has four little flags that says idiot. And you should be able to see an idiot on the road. You should be able to shoot one. And then if the guy, somebody's got, you know, like five or more on his trunk, he gets pulled over and gets a ticket for being an idiot. Some guy just came off an entrance ramp, crossed over all three lanes of traffic, went to the far left lane, and went slow. He's going slower than everybody else. Why would somebody do that? Sean?
I don't know, but I think it has... I don't think my wife was a pretty good driver. I don't think she would ever pull something like that. But she has this mentality that I see in a lot of drivers, good or bad, and where, like, if she's got to make a right turn 2 miles up the road, she wants to be in the right lane. And so I'm thinking maybe it's one of the people with that mentality, plus they can't drive.
But he's got to get in that left turn lane because, you know, 2 miles down the road, he's going to be making a left turn. And, you know, and so he just had to get over there, you know, because that's the bad driver part. Get in his left lane just to make the world the right, you know, just to make the stars align.
And it's real quick. We're on the expressway, so there's no left turn. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, I guess you could look on the plus side. They didn't get onto the freeway, get all the way over to the left, and start driving 120 miles an hour in their Hellcat. So they're just moderately putting people at risk instead of extremely putting people at risk.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm almost perfect. Okay, like this. Penguin House? or something supposed to be really amazing. I've only been there like twice in the last 10 years, probably both times it was closed.
Yeah, the new Penguin House is pretty awesome. It's definitely something to see. And they got a really cool exhibit in there about the Shackleton Expedition. And they did a really good job with that Penguin House.
All right, you all enjoy. Have fun. Sean, half mile out. Be there. Two blinks of an eye.
All right, gentlemen, enjoy breakfast, and maybe we'll catch you out here some other time today. K8RUH, have a good day.
Anthony, when I asked if it was a team-building thing, and you answered, the barista was at the window at the Starbucks, and I missed it. What is this about?
It is a Earth Day event, and my company is sponsoring, one of the sponsors of the event. So I'm going out to stand there in a booth where they're having some sort of Earth Day event. It's Green Days or something along that line. So I got a couple coworkers that'll be there. We'll man in the booth, handing out the swag.
Oh man, swag. Sounds like I should go to the zoo today.
I don't know that it's that exciting.
Come on, a foam, eraser, or a rubber eraser that goes on the end of your pencil, or a tote bag with your company name on it.
Oh, that's what I'm handing out, tote bags with the company name on it.
There you go. All right, I'm here. All righty, I'm going to jump out, get to breakfast. Enjoy your day at the zoo. Say hi to the monkeys. W8FU.
Talk to you later, KE8RUH.
NADVF.
What's up, Dakota?
Just hanging out, man. What about you? Heard you going to the zoo.
I am. I get to stand out in the warm yet chilly weather for a few hours.
Oh, it's not that bad.
No, man, the sun is shining. I am not complaining. I figured it'd be like raining or overcast or something silly like that.
Yeah, I'm looking to get outside at some point today. Ordered a Ring Expert, and I ordered the wrong one like an idiot, so I'm trying to undo that. But yeah, I want to get outside. The sunshine is deceiving, but I'll take it.
Which one did you order?
Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy.
I ordered the, Stick X Pro. But I don't think I need it. I think I just need the banana one. My biggest concern is not really the functionality, it's the screen. It's a white color display, and I'm worried it's going to be hard to see in the sun.
That makes sense. Hey, Ted, I got a call. So, what color did you buy? The blue, the black, or the yellow one? I think you said you think all you need is the yellow one, but you got a different one?
Yeah, I bought the, it's the tan one. It's the one that does 1,000 megahertz.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. Yeah, they're, those things are supposed to be pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel that one, and I think I'm going to just get the yellow one. So, the other thing, that one, the Pro lines come with an end connector, so you need an adapter. So, really, the yellow one is geared towards hams. I'm not doing anything that high up, so, or low, whatever it is. So, I'm just going to cancel that and get the yellow one. The only reason I bought it is it's $94 off, so it was within, like, $40 of all the other ones.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Hey, man, I'm just pulling up in my at the zoo here. I'm going to cut you loose. I got to start unpacking the car in a few minutes. If you do head south this afternoon, let me know. I should be out of here by 12:30. I could meet up with you somewhere. But otherwise, I'll catch up with you this afternoon or tomorrow. This is KE8RUH.
All right, man, I'll talk to you. 12:30 is usually nap time, so I doubt it, but if anything changes, I'll shoot you a text. N8DDF.
Sounds good.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.
Good morning to you. How am I coming in? I adjusted some settings on my radio this morning.
Connected to CMN Network.
W-A-B-D. N-A-W-R-O. Good morning, Wally. Going on. Trying to clean up my desk a little bit. Then we gotta go to the shred place. Just got a bunch of tax returns that need to go to the shredder. That's our agenda. What about yours?
Oh, I'm just sitting at the desk. I'm queued up on Google Meet for this MyCon meeting. It looks like it's gonna work. At least I hope it's going to work. We'll find out in about 15 minutes here.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to make that one. So let me know what you think of it. Is it worth it or not? So this isn't the weather spotter class. This is just about what the Weather Service wants from ICON, that type of stuff, correct?
That's MyCon's biannual meeting. I went to it virtually 6 months ago because, oh yeah, that's right, the government was closed 6 months ago, so it had to be virtual. Now we were planning, Dave and I were planning to be actually at White Lake today, but I didn't want to make that drive. So it looks like I can get into it virtually. So I sent the code off to Jeff and to John. But in any event, I'm going to take notes, so if there's anything worthy, I can get them over to you.
Are they going to record it so I can stream it later?
I don't believe so, but then again, I don't really know.
They do go down that road, let us know and find out where it's at. So what's the website, mycon.org?
I sent you the link in admin Discord. It's there. It's got a sign in and everything. You can do it by phone as well, with a code, supposedly. Hopefully it works, don't know.
Okay, I was just looking for their regular website, but I'll look in Discord. I've been going 100 miles an hour for work. It's been good, making a couple bucks. I can buy a nice radio, but still in the working class. More so because I want to be, not because I have to be, but nonetheless, I'm there.
Like we're going to have a lot of people there tomorrow. Brian BPD won't be there. He's out of town. Donald is going to be there. That's a good one right there. So if you got something to give him, no, you were just talking to him last night. Never mind. But he's going to be there on site. That'll be good. Probably got a couple other reports I don't remember. But, yep. Should be good. I'll be there at 8 o'clock tomorrow like we did last time just to get things ready and going.
Yeah, I'll be there. That's kind of my shindig. The other thing is I'll be there early. Can you build a list again for us like you did last time so we can just have voluntary sign-in list? You know, it'd be kind of nice to have.
Already done. Made it 3 pages this time because rumor has it there might be extras. And I got a stack of little reserve table things in case you want to deploy those at your discretion if needed.
Yeah, Dakota said he might make it too. I've talked to him a whole bunch, but I don't think I've ever met him personally.
We also have that one that's coming from Dave's work that's going to be our hospital liaison. So we'll fit in a quick little impromptu meeting for her just to get her on board officially. And that'll work. Kill two birds with one stone rather than setting a separate meeting up.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that meeting is just a formality. I think we've all got that one approved in our mind. You know, that one there, you know, we and I were talking, you know, there's an arm length's worth of vetting right there, so, you know, it's good. You know, all this other stuff is for, you know, when there's no arm length. So I think that one's fine. That one I am not concerned about, you know. Dave says she's good, she's in. Tim says she's good. She's in, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's kind of like the rule I go by, you know.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, that extra applies in this case. She's already on the roster, actually. So it is a little bit of a formality, get the paperwork done type thing, and get her charged with her duties to start liaisoning, if that's a word, with the hospitals. See where we're going to go with that.
I agree with that 100%. The skies must be good today because the radio is working remarkably well.
Yeah, looking out the door wall, bright sunny day out there, north towards Memphis, over a woods, opposite direction where the antenna's at. But, yeah, looks like a nice weather day out there.
Hey, I just kicked my power way down. Can you still hear me just as good, or can you tell I kicked the power way down?
No difference whatsoever. I wouldn't have been able to tell.
Yeah, I went from 40 watts to 5 watts.
No difference on yours, and you have to double check every now and then. I gotta always keep mine on low, being so close. Every now and then I'll go to a different repeater, and I have to push it up a little higher. But, yeah, 7 blocks away. I don't need anything. I could a bow thing with a paper clip in the basement. That should work.
You could probably use a node even. Build your own node and tell it to use that repeater. Matter of fact, that would be kind of fun to do. Build a little bitty node with a little bitty white dongle and tell it just to go there. There'd be no reason for it because you still have that tower in the sky, but it still could be done.
There is a window that's perfectly facing that direction. It's the one in the family room, top one that looks like a triangle, and it's right in that direction. And actually, literally, if I go out in the backyard and walk down the fence line, it's literally line of sight. Now, once the leaves get on the trees, and I can't actually see the top of the antenna, but right now I can see the cell array, and then our antenna is right below that. I guess Sean says that eventually it's going to go on top of that tower, so that's pretty nice.
Yes, sir. We got to get somebody up there. Okay. Other than that, nothing much, so I can't think of anything else that's really big going on. Like I said, I've been playing around with my node, trying to get it so it behaves. So what I did is I took this radio, put the node channel in it, so when I walk around the subdivision and my biking and my golf cart and everything else like that, I'm going to have coverage in New Baltimore. So right now I'm down to 5 watts. Sean says I could probably take it down to a watt as long as it's an outside antenna, because all I care about is covering New Baltimore. And for me, and anybody else wants to use it, I'll give them the passwords and the keys and the codes and everything else. I don't care. But so I'm going to do that and then just cover the neighborhood for me, golf cart one or whatever we're going to call it, and be able to hit it with a handy talkie. I don't really want to put a mobile radio in the golf cart, but handy talkie would be fine.
You're connected to CMN Network.
We got to come up with a better name than that, Golf Cart One. It's hilarious. All right, Wally, you have a good one. I'm going to start checking in and getting a writing pad and see what they got to offer here at this meeting. N-A-W-R-O, back over to you for your final. I'll be listening.
Okay, I have another real quick question. Did the repeater keep getting bonked just before I started talking. I'm curious if my little node wasn't doing that, and it shouldn't have done that because it was turned off, but I was just curious making sure that, was that happening?
Yes, I confirm that was happening. In fact, I waited to transmit until that was done, and it was the Richmond repeater. I thought it was the Richmond repeater. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I was trying to figure out why it's doing that. That was on me. It shouldn't be doing that. It had no commands. So that's what I was trying to figure out why. And also, I set it up on a digital PL to get rid of the squelch tail for myself. You probably heard me talking about that last night. So I don't understand why it was telling it to bring up. It should have, you know, told it a DPL and... and so the radio should have totally ignored it. It didn't. So I have to figure out. Back to the drawing board. I really love playing with this little project. I'll tell you what, this All-Star Link 3, what this stuff does, it's just amazing. And they just did a fairly significant upgrade to it the last couple days. Same thing with AllScan. All right. Go ahead and listen to Mike on stuff, and we'll chat later. See you tomorrow for sure. Main Street Grill, 8:30. Any radio enthusiasts would like to join, you're welcome. Do not have to be a member, ARPSC. And hope to see everyone there if anybody's listening. W8 Victor Delta.
I copy your last there, Wally. Main Street Grill in New Haven, tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Richmond, I'm clear.
Whiskey 8, Bravo, Papa, Delta.
I thought you were out of town. You back in?
I think we doubled. You're drinking whiskey?
They were actually about 100 meters or so away from the node itself.
Absolutely perfect.
Well, thank you for the signal report. I am running low power, so I was just curious if it would get in.
Yeah. Works real, real well. Like I said, I put mine on my outside antenna and on a channel, but every once in a while it brings up this repeater, and I have to figure out why. It should be ignoring it.
Well, I do have mine on the stubby antenna sitting underneath the television in the living room of the trailer, so I'm happy. Maybe I'll venture out a little further and try again later.
Are you up north?
Yes, sir. I am north of Mount Pleasant in the woods.
Get one of those cheap Amazon antennas and put it on the top.
I've been thinking about that. This is the third time I've had the All-Star node up here, and the first time I ventured out with HT.
Do you use DTMF command to select where you want to go, or do you just use All-Star or the Allmon?
I just use the DTMF to log into 48412.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of nice. And then another command to disconnect all. What do you use to disconnect all? Because that's something you got to write nowadays. It's no longer *76 doesn't work anymore.
I usually just use the disconnect command. I haven't played with writing a script just yet. But that's my next thing. Now that I'm retired, I'll have plenty of time to play with that.
Well, I don't know about you, but for me, it's kind of addictive. So, and I'm sure it will be for you. It just, that whole program, I am just, whoever wrote that, I am just amazed. Good for them.
Yep. Good. Everything sounds great. I'm loving it and keeps me in touch with the world. All right, Wally, I'm going to get out of here. My dog's got a cat cornered, and I got to save him from getting himself hurt. W8BPD, I'll be clear on your final.
Take care. Ken, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I thought you were at the Micon thing, if you're still there. W8BPD.
One of these darn license plates in front of me, the AA6XYZ, they look like amateur call signs to me. I've been seeing them all over.
Yeah, I was behind one of those the other day, and I said, that sure looks like a call, and I punched it in my thing here and said, nope, not a good call. So. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, and I think they're only doing the alpha 2x is 2x2s. I don't think they're doing. I don't think they're any doing any 2x3s in the alphas.
Yeah, so that could be really confusing. If somebody wanted a ham who wanted a personalized plate, it may not be available.
Yeah, I wonder if they took that into account. Because, like I said, I don't think there's any plans for the alphas to be given out in 2x3 format, so.
Good morning.
All right, so this one in front of me is the one that was in front of you, AA6. EKT, so it's 2x3, and it says Great Lakes State, and it's green, what is that, a green background? So, that's another new one. I mean, they came out, they had the, you know, the Michigan color ones like we have, or like I have, and then they came out with the ones that just say Water Wonderland, which are green, and then white for Michigan State. And now this one, which just says Great Lakes State. What's with all this?
Morning, Walter. Yeah, I don't know, but I like the nice and plain ones. I wish they would give us an amateur radio one that was just plain and simple, and just instead of, you know, where it says Great Lakes State, just say amateur radio. I just wish they wouldn't give us these zany ones with the little tower and all that crap. Go ahead, Walt.
I was going to ask, John, with your call signs, easily misinterpreted, do you have a plate that says your call sign on it?
Absolutely. They wouldn't give me a vanity, which is what I wanted, and I argued with them. I had to call them and write a letter, and they just refused to give it to me, and then I got a hold of them. I said, that's my amateur radio call sign. I have a right, you know. And they said, well, you can get an amateur radio plate. And so I've got the amateur radio plate, which I hate, but, you know, that was the only way I could get my call.
Yeah, they used to have the older plates before they put the tower on there and all that stuff. They just used to say just amateur radio. I think along this vertically, I think it was. Those are kind of nice.
I was just curious. I never paid attention, and he just brought that up, and I go, hmm. Sean's could easily get misinterpreted as he's driving down the road.
Yeah, I can, but not my problem, right? But the state doesn't seem to think so. They won't let me have it. Not on a vanity. There's not much they can do. I just hate the amateur plate. I just wish it was basically a vanity plate that just had, you know, amateur radio on it or something like that. Just simple. Can't stand the stupid little tower. So that's why I got mine covered up. If you ever look at my plate, I stuck a Trezu right on top of it, so you can't see it.
I'm going to have to take a look at it tomorrow.
And
Phil, are you going to come visit us in the morning? I know it's a drive, but you're welcome to.
Say again?
Oh, I'm sorry. Then I'll hand it back to you. I said, you going to come visit us tomorrow? You're getting the town wrong. New Haven.
Yeah, thinking about it. I'm going to try to, I don't see a reason why not, unless something comes up. I got nothing else going on, so why not take a nice drive? Go ahead, Sean.
It's a nice restaurant. I like it. It's a little bit of a drive for us, but no big deal. What else would I be doing? And I gotta stop by the shop anyhow. I bought a dozen really, really good bagels from Big Apple, and I left them at the shop. So I had to get those. Anyhow, I'm at home in the driveway. I'm going to get inside. I'll be back out here shortly. W8FU.
Go ahead, Phil.
Alrighty. Well, how many people are you expecting? Is it going to be like it was last time? A pretty big crowd?
The initial polling tells us it's going to be a pretty good gig, so, which is nice. Everybody can talk to everybody. Everybody can put a name to a face, and, you know, keeps down the rhetoric and the radio, and it keeps everybody friendly and puts everybody with a name to a face. There's so many positive aspects to it. So, yes, I think it's going to be a fairly big crowd. I think they're going to be in for a surprise.
Alrighty, sounds good. Well, they're working on I-75 here. It's cutting down to one lane. I guess I just gotta get through it. So, all right, I'll catch you. Probably see you tomorrow. Probably 95% chance of that. Leave a little window open there. Catch you later. WABD KPR.
You'll be good. WABD.
Good morning, Donald. WACDD.
Good morning. Oh, this is up in the Great White North, so to speak.
It's chilly. The frost is just coming off the deck. But the skies are totally clear and the sun is shining.
Good morning, Ken.
We are currently 46 degrees, sunshine, no haze in the sky. I'm on 94 out by Selfridge right now. Moving along, trying to stay out of trouble. Looking after the little woman's place right now for the weekend. So, running some errands, getting a few things for the house, and stuff all that'll be, you know, taken care of. So on and so forth.
Yeah, well,
went up to Traverse City Wednesday, was supposed to come back down to the property on Thursday. We were loading the dogs into the car, into the truck to come back down, and noticed that my passenger rear window was shattered, but still in place. So I ended up spending an extra day up in Traverse City so I could get my window replaced. Got down here yesterday evening. It was kind of gray, but today it's perfectly clear. So I'm going to clean up some of the mess from all the wind and ice storms they've had over the winter.
What caused the window to shatter, do you know?
No clue whether a bird or something flew into it. It doesn't appear to have pushed anything in. There was definitely no box, no bullet, no nothing like that. So, I don't know. One of those things. Like I said, there was absolutely no damage to the window that we could see other than it was just totally shattered, but still in place. So I taped it up with duct tape and was able to drive from Traverse City to Kalkaska without it falling apart. Was a little bit rough with the popcorn, but I got everything that you said, and yep, I gotta put this radio down and get to work. There was a significant mess to clean up. Anyways, enjoy breakfast tomorrow morning. I will have donuts and coffee just like I normally do. W8BPD, I'll be clear on your final.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
How's my audio level, clarity, and tone?
You are splendiferously fantabulous.
Fan titty.
Say again.
And titty with a D, T-I-D-D-Y.
Sure.
Hi, it's a Bothang full duplex node that I built some time ago. I haven't had it out of the box in a while. I just blew the dust off of it, fired up a Raspberry Pi with it,
thought I'd see how it was working. I noticed, there was little bugs there. That's the problem with these little personal nodes. You're right on top of them with a handheld, and sometimes you can cause a little buzz in the signal.
Yeah, I could just barely hear it in the background. It's kind of a higher-pitched deal.
Roger. All right, thanks for the check. WNFU.
WY8F.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
W8FU from N8BDF.
Yes, sir.
Where did you guys leave this? Is it just completely offline, or did he get it hooked up to the PC or the router?
First of all, the node's completely set up. All usernames and passwords for every, All-Star 3 item he'd need, including all Mon 3. And I've also got AllSpan up and running on it. As far as what happened was, I got the wrong password, and it's just got one extra character. So I sent him a dongle directly in his router, said he did that. Said he saw the splash page, so, and then he said he fixed the IP or the Wi-Fi credentials by going into doing a command line, which I wasn't 100% sure, but anyhow, right now he can't get to anything. It's not bringing up the splash page, and he can't get to any of the other pages. So I have a feeling we gotta start over. We gotta get that thing on the router. Make absolutely sure that Wi-Fi credentials are corrected, and then he can pull it off the router, get it up and running with the dongle plugged in. So that's where I think we're at. I think we still got to get that Wi-Fi corrected.
All right, that helps. The first thing I'm going to do then is just scan his network and find out where the hell it's at and see if it's even on there. If it's on there, it's easy. I'm assuming that when he, what happened is when he changed the SSID and password to connect to the Wi-Fi and grab a different IP address.
Yeah, but I've been having him use the, node 12345.0, and he said that was bringing up the splash page. So, it seems like it's on the network and it's announcing.
All right, I'll track it down. As long as he's got the dongle and the means to plug it into the router, the E0 NIC should be DHCP, so that should get him online no matter what, which means I can find it. So if you're saying everything is set, I'll double-check that WPA supplicant file, and hopefully that's it. I'll show him how to use it, too, once I get, once I find it.
Right, he's such a sharp little bugger that, you assume that you know, he can figure this out, he can figure that out, but like I said, I want to be absolutely certain, you know, we can walk him through it every step of the way. He already knows, like, more than 75% of the guys I know out there. Pretty amazing. So, like I say, but he needs to be kind of, you know, like I said, we can walk him through. There's a lot here. And I kind of like to take it baby steps. Like, I put AllScan on there because AllScan is such a clean, nice interface for connecting and disconnecting, and it has the automatic disconnect before connect. So I want to start there. You know, just boot the thing up and use AllScan. And then later we can get into Allmon 3 and we can get into, you know, actually getting under the hood and all that stuff. I'm sure he's going to want to do that. I know the nature of the kid. But I just want to get him up and online and then get him using AllScan so that he can play with it. And then we can go baby steps from there.
All right, I will do what I can to assist here. Hopefully he comes back here soon and I can get him connected. I'd prefer if we just did quick assist and he doesn't have to install anything and I can get this crap off my computer. I really just got to see what he's doing.
Yeah, we could have this thing, knocked out real quick. I mean, even if we, you know, I wonder if his dad, you know, his dad's a type of guy. And I wonder if he's just kind of freaked out. He doesn't know what's going on, and he doesn't know how to explain it. So, you know, just, you know, if that's the case, I wouldn't mind, you know, like saying, you know, talking to Pops and saying, yeah, here's what's going on. You know, it's real simple. And, you know, nothing here, you know, is any, you know, kind of cyber threat or anything like that. So, you know, I don't know if that could possibly be, going on in the background we're not aware of. But, you know, wouldn't mind putting his mind at ease also.
Yeah, I can, once we figure out what's going on, we can definitely spell it out and say, look, this is totally safe. Nothing's going to happen to your network here.
And that's just a gut feeling. I don't know if that's going on or not. But, I know my sponsor's a cyber guy and all that. So, he knows. He doesn't know, how to explain what we're looking to do. It could sound like, not, and I'm not going to with that. I could understand that. So anyhow, but yeah, we just got to get them, we just got to figure out, get that thing on IP. And that's the only problem with Pi 2Ws is, they don't have that port, so it's not really easy. I wish I went a fat finger. Well, I didn't fat finger it. It got fat fingered over to me, and I put in exactly what was supposed to be, what I was told, and it turns out that was not the credentials we needed. So it's like, I'm pretty sure we got the right credentials now, but, until we put them in there and make sure you connect to the network, you won't know. All right, anyhow, I really appreciate you, the assist. You're better.
Not a problem. I saw the message was going off. I'm like, let me see if I can help here. So we'll see what happens. I will, I'll keep you updated. I'll reply here in this chat.
Yeah, I'd really like to get them connected up to 48.412 so we can hear it. What is making noise here? We got something making a bunch of noise here. I'm actually on my clear node. I haven't been on it in a while. I'm trying to get all, I don't have all scans set up on any of my stuff, so I want to try to get it. What radio is making noise here? Oh, that one. Okay, shut it up. Anyhow, I want to get it installed on one of mine so that I can say, it should look like this.
Okay, I was going to ask you what you're coming in on. I wasn't sure. I think a page, I wasn't sure if it was me or if it was you, but there's clipping, but drops, like your packet lossy. When was the last time you rebooted that thing?
I just... rebooted it, or just booted it up. Now I'm back monitoring myself, and I have not heard anything like that. So, interesting. Are you hearing it right now? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello, check. I think I heard maybe a little bit there. Not sure.
I didn't hear it that time. Mine's done that before, and then it just went away on its own, so I'm not sure what it is. I even pulled up the scope. Like, is the repeater freaking out over here, or is that the network, or what's going on?
Yeah, I don't hear anything here. Okay, real good. I'm in the chat. I'm here, and like I said, I look forward to getting this. Once we get this thing on his Wi-Fi, then he'll be off, like, off to the races. I'm sure he'll take to, like, a duck to water.
Oh, I'm sure. He seems like he's pretty damn smart. But, all right, I'll see what I can do to get him situated. I'll keep you updated. N8DBF.
Sometimes I wonder if we're not overloading him too much. It's like, kid's so impressive. It's like we keep loading him up with technology. It's like, slow your roll. But then you find out he's working on his own fat cube. And he's, you know, and all this. And then you're like, no, not at all. He's just too busy.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right. It's just a matter of what you want to devote his attention to.
Roger. Okie doke. I'm going to get back to trying to get all scan installed. I know it's, I don't know which one. Have you ever played with that? Wally turned me onto it. And it honestly is, if you're just looking for something that formats nicely for the phone screen and gives you a nice way to, like, connect and disconnect from things and do a few other things, it's really nice.
I was going to say, I have never messed with AllScan.
Yeah, I don't imagine there'd be any problem installing it on the clear node, but I'm not going to monkey with it there. I've got another node that's an All-Star 3 install that I did for my full duplex node. I'm going to put it there just so that if I have to give anybody any help on it, I can plug that node in and look at it real quick. Little Pi Zero node that I keep in my computer bag, so I can always just boot that thing up and say, oh yeah, you know, click here, click this, click that. It's always nice to have it in front of you and follow along, kind of a thing. All right, talk to you. W-A-F-U.
I know, I keep telling myself I'm going to build another one just to keep that work or my bag, but I never do. All right, I'll talk to you in a bit. N-A-D-D-F.
DBF, W-A-D-D, real quick.
Yes, sir.
Couple things. First of all scan just did an update about three days ago, so if you get your hands on that device, do a pseudo app upgrade, and if you want to see what they've changed, go to the GitHub page for it. And second, we're going to have the pleasure of seeing you tomorrow. Your kids are welcome. There'll be other kids there.
All right, yeah, once I get in that command line, I'll hit that too just to make sure. And it's a possibility. We'll see how they are today. They've been bouncing off the walls, so I don't know how I'm going to handle three of them in public.
Well, talk to KFNS. Sometimes he brings his girls with.
Yeah, his are well-behaved. Mine are 2, 4, and 6.
Okay, I'll bring my grandkids. All right, I gotta go.
All right, deal. NADBF.
Sorry about that. I had to order. I'm gonna have a brunch. So, okay, I will chat with you later. And like I said, go to the GitHub page, both of you guys, and read up on what's new. They did a lot of nice enhancements on AllScan. And what Sean said is totally right. It's very simple, but that's what we like about it. It's very simple, but it's fast, and it works really, really well on a cell phone. All right, talk to you guys later. WABD.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy.
39 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 39 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 39 degrees.
This is KF8SJH, looking for QSO. Over.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KJO. Is that FQ8 up there?
Yes, it's SJH.
Where's Ben? I haven't heard you on the air for a while.
Yeah, I've been on a little bit now. I've been on a little bit more. The past couple weeks ago, I haven't been on very much, but I've now been getting on a little bit more.
Did you locate from your bike accident?
Yes, I am okay. I did fully recover from it. I got a little mark on my head. But other than that, I'm doing good and I'm perfectly normal again.
Well, that's good to hear.
Oh yeah, for sure. That day was not a good crash. And honestly, I'm just lucky I just got the injuries I had, because they could have been like way worse. Like, I'm talking like 10 times worse, dude. It was pretty crazy. I was going probably, they were going pretty fast, so we hit each other moving pretty fast. If I had to guess, it was definitely somewhere over 30, so it was pretty quick.
Well, it's good to hear that you're on the mend. That's a good thing. You're back in school, getting back in all your school activities. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I've been back in school and been doing my work. We're in our last quarter now for school, so I'm on my fourth quarter now, so this was the last quarter before we are on, before we go on summer break, and I'll be done with 10th grade, because I'll be going into 11th grade next year, which will be my junior year.
Well, good job. We got newbies out there like you, and then we got Wyatt, we got Sean, I think is the other one. I think he goes to Eisenhower or something like that. Hear him every so often when he's getting on the bus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's nice. I have been like tampering around my radio lately. I've been like looking at it. I've been watching videos of, like, people take them apart, and because I was curious to see what's inside of them, so I watched the video, and now somebody took a bouncing radio apart, and there's just all kinds of interesting, like, components inside the radio and all that. Like, it's really cool, like, how they look on the inside.
Yeah, I hope you put it back together to make it work again. I used to do that when I was your age, to take things apart and figure out how they work, and end up forgetting how it came apart when I put it back together.
Oh, yeah. When I take stuff apart, I like to take pictures of it, and I feel like when I take pictures of it, that way, like, when I look at those pictures, when I'm putting it back together, I can find out, like, how this piece went on or how this piece went on. So pictures are very helpful when you're taking stuff apart.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, back then we didn't have cameras. You know, we didn't have camera phones. You know, so just did it all by memory.
Yep, pretty much. And I do also want to say my razor is fixed. I have a bigger chain on it now, so it doesn't, so the old one won't keep having a chance to snap. I have a bigger chain on it now. The whole chain is bigger, and I bought a new rear sprocket and motor sprocket to match up with that chain, which it went pretty good together. My gearing is a little bit less now, so I have less acceleration, but that means more top speed for it. So that gearing's okay, and it seems to work pretty good. It's a 42-tooth rear sprocket in the rear.
Well, that's all great to me, but I get it. Slow start and high end.
This is KSHH, yeah, for sure.
Okay, KJ, sorry about that. I had a brain freeze for a minute. Well, that's good. At least you get a little bit more speed on it. It helps me, doesn't knock you over again.
Yep, for sure. But you were the first couple, a little bit of your transmission, I couldn't really hear too good, but probably because I was just walking for a second.
Well, probably reason why I'm sitting in a parking lot in Romeo. I'm on the Romeo Tower.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they've been, so you're a little bit away. I'm in Fraser right now.
All right, I'm going to get going here. Don't forget to do your homework. Even though it's Saturday, you got to get it done. So, but I will attend it to you later. I'll go home and take a nap. 73 in your final. KCK Joe.
All right, it's good talking with you, too. And yep, I'll get 73 from KSA-FJH. I'll be clear.
Good afternoon, stateside. This is a UK station calling in through Echolink. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. UK station calling.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is a UK station making contact through Echolink. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. A UK station calling.
Mike 3, Romeo, KCAKJO, Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet Oscar. My name is Tom Pigo. So Mike, how are you doing this afternoon?
So I do acknowledge there was a station come back to me. I do apologise, sir. Getting old over here, so not quite as quick as perhaps I need to be. I could only get back to Kilo Juliet Oscar, part of the Corso. But I'll start again and perhaps I can catch it on the next over. This station, Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. Operator Dave. Making the journey via Echolink, I'm sure you've realised that. My location, I am 80 miles west of London. I'm sure you've seen plenty of maps of the UK. The very widest part of the UK at the bottom. I'm basically in the middle at the very bottom there. Very old railway town, sir. Famous, we used to build the steam engines for the Great Western Railway Works. Right, can I go for your call sign, sir? If you could sort of give me it just a little bit slower and phonetically, it would obviously help. This is Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo, listening.
Mike 3, Foxtrot Romeo, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. The name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Copy.
Yep, 100% Tom, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Thank you very much for your understanding and your patience. Yep, that was all complete there. You, not sure if you did get mine correct there. It is Mike 3, Fox, Golf, Romeo. Let's see where it probably. What can I tell you? Like I said, very old-fashioned railway town here. But we've got quite a few links to the States in the town as well. We had two of your large Motorola factories over here. And also just up the road is one of the American air bases that has just been reopened with what's going on around the world. And there's quite a few of your planes coming in and leaving and things like that, which is RAF Fairford. And I used to work for British Telecom doing the big buildings and big sites. So I'd worked at both Motorola factories and RAF Fairford on the airbase there. So, yeah, a little link to the States there from me. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. This is M3FGR.
Copy that. That's the end of your voice out there via Echo Link. I'm about ready to pull up to my final destination, so I will say good afternoon and 73 to you on your final. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Yeah, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Tom, I take it from what you said, you're also on mobile station then, so if you're just about to pull up. Thanks for coming back to the call there. At least I know it's all working through. You enjoy the rest of your day, sir. It's local time over here, 2100 hours, or just a few minutes coming up to 21. So the end of the day for us, sir, but you've still got the whole evening ahead of you. Drive safely, and good wishes from this side of the pond to you and your family, sir. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, M3FGR, sir.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, listen.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 51 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
KZ8Z from KE8VFI.
Well, you must have put your antenna back up, KZ8Z.
I did not. We are horizontally polarized.
Oh, I thought you sounded a little different.
Oh, everything sounds a little sideways.
I'm full.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I am done.
You guys are going to be home in like 2 minutes, right? I mean, this is your neighborhood, I think.
Yeah, it's not far at all, that's for sure.
I pulled the lame joke on Kim. We just passed the cemetery, and it was really full, like a lot of gravestones in there. So I did the, wow, that cemetery is really full, and she looked over and she goes, yeah, that is. I go, yeah, people must be just dying to get in there. She looked at me and gave me the face.
Oh, not the face. Oh, no. That's a classic, though. You gotta go with it.
Next time, ask her how many people does she think are dead in the cemetery.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I should have followed up with that.
All right, we're on final approach. Talk to you later. Enjoy your couch. KE8VSI.
I will certainly do that. Okay, see ya. Great seeing you guys. KZ8.
You didn't see me.
And it's probably for the better.
I was going to say, how great can it be?
Yay, 3KSF.
connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
It's your boys now, Freddy.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.